Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Humphrey Lyttelton was the best trumpet-playing jazz band leader that England ever produced, and the foremost champion of New Orleans and classic jazz in Britain and Europe during the late 40s and early 50s. Additionally, he was a composer, authored several books of jazz commentary, and he was one of BBC Radio's most popular program hosts for about four decades until his recent passing. This is Farewell to Humphrey Lyttelton on Jazz Rhythm. Here's Lyttelton's original tune, Hop Frog. Delightful Hop Frog, a Humphrey Lyttelton original, and like about half the tunes heard this hour, written by either Humph or one of his bandmates. This is Farewell to Humphrey Lyttelton on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. During this hour, I'll be bringing you some of Humph's best performances, playing both trumpet and clarinet, between 1948 and 1992. We'll hear him with Sidney Bechet, live at Royal Festival Hall, plus focus on his longtime partner, clarinetist Wally Fox. Born in England in 1921 at Eton College, where his father was a housemaster of modest means, Lyttelton was, in fact, heir to the aristocratic titles of Baron and Viscount, which he rejected. Instead, inspired by Louis Armstrong and hot music of the 20s and 30s, he taught himself jazz trumpet. Turning his back on an upper-class heritage, he struck out on his own path, humbling himself to start his working life in a steelworks for a brief time. But but he couldn't avoid the acclaim that his superb trumpeting and native musical talent would eventually bring. Littleton was compelled to follow his love for early jazz and possessed copious natural musical ability as a trumpeter and, as he discovered, arranger and composer as well. He did not seek greatness, but it found him. He turned out to be a natural leader, and much to his surprise, became champion of the British New Orleans jazz revival and a leading light of the English trad jazz movement from the late 40s through the mid-1950s. Here are some Littleton recordings from 1948 and 49, about the time his band burst onto the trad jazz scene worldwide. Sunday Morning was written by his first trombone player, Harry Brown, and Black and Blue is one of the fine discs where Sidney Bechet joined Littleton's band for a recording session. Now, the original studio master of this first tune, Mahogany Hall Stomp, was lost and remained unissued for nearly four decades. Thank you. Superb recordings of Humphrey Lyttleton and his band from 1948 and 49. In reverse order, we heard Panama, Black and Blue featuring Sidney Bechet, Sunday Morning, and a long-unissued Mahogany Hall Stomp. This is Farewell to Humphrey Lyttleton on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. I want to focus for a moment on clarinetist Wally Fox, who played with Humph from 1948 to 56, and then again from the mid-80s on. By the way, Fox was not technically British, though he was born a subject of the British Crown in Vancouver, Canada in 1924, and his family moved to the UK when he was age 7. Fox, and that's spelled F-A-W-K-E-S, was the first in Britain to play clarinet in the warm, flowing, classic New Orleans style of Johnny Dodds and the New Orleans Creoles. Now, besides their musical partnership, Lyttleton and Fox were partners in other interesting ways. In 1949, Wally Fox tipped Humph about a cartoonist job at the Daily Mail, and together Fox and Lyttleton created cartoons for many years, Lyttleton the writer and Fox the illustrator. All told, Wally Fox cartoons appeared in Britain's top publications for some 60 years. And the musical partnership of Wally and Humph went even further in the form of their superb clarinet duets. And Lyttleton was no slouch on the instrument. Here's a couple by Wally and Lyttleton from 1992. First is an original tune composed by Fox, the tender Leah's Lullaby, dedicated to his first grandchild. Then W.C. Handy's Ole Miss Rag. Thank you. Fine Clarinet Duets by Humphrey Littleton and Wally Fox from 1992, Ole Miss Rag, and it's very much like the Bechet Mesro duets of the late 40s, and Wally's plaintive, Leah's Lullaby. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me during this jazz rhythm. Farewell to Humphrey Littleton, the brilliant trumpeter, clarinetist, bandleader, composer, journalist, author, illustrator, and longtime BBC broadcaster who died in 2008. I always welcome your comments, your request for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstep.com. Humphrey Littleton's eclecticism manifested in his wide range of musical interests. And unlike the majority of musicians who took up New Orleans or trad jazz style, Humph branched out to embrace other forms of music. First, he shocked the traditional jazz world by adding saxophone to his band and branching out into swing. He also embraced mainstream jazz, worked with contemporary vocalists, championed a revival of Kansas City-style swing in partnership with Buck Clayton, and experimented with calypso and West Indian rhythms. In 1968, NASA invited Humph to play a selection of jazz numbers transmitted live to the crew of Apollo 8. Then around the year 2000, Littleton collaborated with the rock band Radiohead, recording a song called Life in a Glass House. He subsequently joined Radiohead on stage for a concert in Oxford, England, before a crowd of 50,000, and said it was one of the most moving experiences of his musical career. Humphrey Littleton was a man of many parts. Now, it's purely conjecture on my part, but I think it's a pretty safe guess that this next original of his, called Blue for Waterloo, refers to the borough of Lambeth in London, also known as Waterloo, and noted for its large and ornate Waterloo train station. Waterloo from 1949, on this farewell to Humphrey Lyttleton from Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, we'll be hearing Humph live at Royal Festival Hall, recordings he made with Sidney Bechet and with his Australian counterparts, and more original tunes by Humph and by Fox.